Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome to our exclusive podcast for you, our patrons. If you enjoy this, please spread the word, tell your friends, or tweet us. Make sure you let them know to head over to patreon.com/anewwinter, where they can sign up. This week is called The Signal. The following is from a June 1982 news article, taken from the local paper about a strange noise that had been heard all over the town. There have now been numerous reports from various witnesses saying they are plagued by a mysterious low-level hum that no one can find the source of. Is this the beginning of a nationwide problem? Glenn Hawthorne investigates. What began as a passing electrical hum, heard by the odd few, has now turned into a mass nuisance. Where it's coming from, nobody can tell. Local scientists have run multiple tests, and they say that there's evidence of a low frequency being picked up that may not be audible to human ears. But for some, it's very audible indeed. The experts have come to the conclusion that the only logical explanation is that it's coming from a nearby power station and the sound waves are being carried by the wind. But why now? Well, it may have something to do with the recent unusual weather activity. But is it so unusual that it could carry a sound so far and at such volume? The real problem with this theory is that the nearest power station is over 40 miles away and there have been no complaints in the areas in between. So whatever is happening here, it seems to be completely isolated. Graham Munce, a local farmer, who says he's been hearing it for the last 2 weeks, thinks the explanation is far simpler. He told us it can only be animals, crickets or similar. It isn't a mechanical sound. It's a natural one. And if you listen closely, you can understand what he means. There's almost a singing to it, a purity involved that cannot be recreated. And yes, that's right, I can hear it too. In fact, I've been hearing it for the past 3 days, and now that I'm aware of it, it's all I can ever hear. So far, it's gone from annoying to a rather comforting sensation. In fact, it's helped me fall to sleep after a long day. But no matter where I am or what I do, it just seems to maintain the same volume and within the same space. So what else could it be? Other theories are that it's a government conspiracy or even aliens using mind control techniques to take us all over. But Professor Justin Luther of St. Martin's has an alternative theory that is even more controversial. Simply put, he says, we are making it up. He believes it's something akin to mass hysteria, and the findings are very interesting. If you ask someone to repeat the noise, he says, they will each do something different. But once they hear someone else do it, they will mimic it, exactly. In fact, the pitch gets higher, almost turning into a high scream, which will then turn into a chorus when put alongside others. Simply put, it's psychosomatic. Is it true that what we're hearing is made up, that our brain is making it exist, that this is in fact happening to me as I write this? History tells us that, yes, it's possible. It may seem extreme, but there have been many documented cases of strange epidemics, including laughing or even dancing, to the point where people have died. Though I doubt this would ever manage to be as dramatic, it must be said that the lack of answers does make this a mysterious case, and one that I would like to know the ending of. The following is taken from the same paper 3 weeks later. After a brief disappearance, that low-level hum is back, and it's now become louder than ever. Hospitals are reporting motion sickness, fainting, insomnia, migraines, and in more extreme cases, loss of hearing. Luckily, none of these symptoms have yet affected me, but yet I can't help but feel that the increasing volume is rather alarming. It's now been stepped up to a police matter, but still we are none the wiser as to where this is coming from, nor how we can stop it. Those that are worried are being advised to stay indoors or wear headphones or ear guards wherever possible. The latest reports have also described a bright blue light accompanying the sounds that seems to appear and disappear at random intervals. The source is still unknown, but experts are now saying that it's possible these could be the effects from a low-flying satellite, in which many people's opinions is just another way of saying that it's aliens. Amateur astronomer Diane Keeler told us that it is possible. "I've looked into the stars every night for the last 30 years, she said, "and I've yet to see any proof of aliens. But, at the same time, I've yet to see this low-flying satellite as well. Whatever it is, I'm pretty sure it's coming from the ground, not the sky. But I can't rule anything out." Whatever is happening, the police don't seem to be that worried. Chief Inspector Newton gave us the following statement. "The noises in the light may cause distress, but these are anomalies that we are looking into. There is no need for alarm. I can assure you, there is no danger." Whether it's the satellite, the arrival of aliens, or a secret military test of some sort, the community here is certain that whatever it is that's happening, it's real. And I, for one, can vouch for them. The following was taken from the same paper 13 days after. "I just wound up here. That's what's been happening to people around town that have been hearing the sound for weeks now, myself still being one of them. It's come to a point now where it is more than a simple buzzing in the ear. It's more than headaches or even loss of hearing. It's now verging on the impossible. Myself and others have found ourselves suddenly in the middle of nowhere, a field, the school, or in my case, the garden of my ex-wife, with no recollection of how we got there. This could be blamed on something as simple as sleepwalking or a sudden lapse in memory. But the problem being is that it's instantaneous. What I mean to say is that I am at one point eating dinner in front of the TV, and then, in the blink of an eye, I am outside, miles away, with no sense of time in between. This isn't just me. I've now come across 12 other people, including children, who report the same thing. They're going about their day as usual, and then suddenly, snap, they're somewhere else. Sometimes hours having passed without explanation, or even more worrying, mere seconds. But all of this describe a blue flashing light during the change, seemingly invisible to everyone else. And what else do we have in common? Well, we all hear the sound, or as we call it now, the signal. I cannot describe in words how terrifying it is to find yourself in another place, often at another time. That loss of control over your very being, that lapse in time unaccounted for, and that sense that you're nothing but a pawn. Anything could have happened in that space in between, but it seems like we'll just never know. The police are unable to provide us with information. We are not missing, as we all turn up within a few hours, at the very maximum. And there's nothing wrong with us physically. We've not been drugged nor abducted. Instead, we're being told that it's psychosomatic, again. Personally, I've taken time off work, writing only this article to help make others aware. But I feel a crushing sense of anxiety, and I'm now on a huge amount of medication, none of which I feel have helped. I have to stress that this is not a psychological problem. It is not mass hysteria. This is very real, and it's very alarming. The following is taken from a news article posted 1 week later. 32 people have been found dead around the old swinger tree in what appears to be a mass suicide. Amongst the dead was our very own reporter, Glenn Hawthorne, 42, who will be sorely missed. Others included 3 children, 5 young teenagers, and another 10 men and 12 women. Authorities say that all the victims died of heart failure, and almost all had reported the strange noises and lights over the last few weeks. Police have been at the scene since 2 a.m, but do not believe there was foul play. This was a freak accident, admitted Chief Inspector Newton. This was not a terrorist act, nor a cult or religious one, nor a mass murder. It must be assumed that the victims were meeting for a prearranged event, where they all suffered heart failure and died. We are looking into drug use and all other possible explanations for what can only be described as one of the most tragic events this town has seen. For the families of the victims, this isn't enough, and they are demanding answers. Mrs. Matthews, 45, has now lost both her husband and son to this horrific incident. What really happened here, she asks. What were the noise and the lights? We deserve to get an explanation. This wasn't a freak accident. This was something else. And we want the government to tell us what. We, the public, deserve the truth. It would appear that, for the people of this town, and for everyone else, the truth may just be another victim.
If you enjoy the show, please leave a review on your podcast platform of choice. For more info, including how you can support the show, please visit anewwinter.com. Thank you for listening to A New Winter.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.